Of course, the UAC have a different definition about the speed. You know, you have a second category, first category. So second category is more than 200, first category is more than 250. But I agree totally with you with the fact that it's very difficult to define. Typically, in Italy, we have a high-speed train, like Italo or Frecciarossa, that are using a network that is mixed use, like in Germany, very similar to Germany, completely different from Spain, where you have totally dedicated because the gauge is different and so on. So in Italy, if you go from Venice to Rome, just to give an example, that two operators are doing that, we are calling sort of high-speed services because we use high-speed train, but in reality, between Rome and Florence, the maximum speed is 250. From Florence to Bologna, that is 90 kilometers, is 300. But from Bologna to Padova is 160 kilometers because it's a traditional line. So in reality, in this country, similar to Germany, for example, we have some services that are using mixed services. So from an infrastructure point of view, normally it's more than 200 is the definition of high-speed line of second category. Then in terms of services, what we saw in Italy, but also in other countries where we have a mixed line, is a service that many times they use also traditional line. Another very strong line in Italy is between Turin to Venice. Between Turin Milani and Turin to Brescia is high-speed line, 300, 250, but from Brescia to Padova is 160 kilometers per hour. But we are using still there the trains that can run at 250 or 300 kilometers. Then there's a strategy from different company to buy train that run 250 as maximum speed or 300 as a maximum speed. Italo, the private operator, they bought 25 train at the beginning with a maximum speed of 300. When they bought a new train in 2015, entering in service from 2017 to 2019, 2020, they bought 26 train with a maximum speed of 250 kilometers per hour. Why? Because they wanted to use in the network where many times the maximum speed is, it was 160, 200 or 250. So especially Milan to Venice or also Venice to Rome. So this is a not easy answer. There's not real one answer, depending what kind of view you give it. But I agree that in many countries, also in Italy, you have many stops. For example, on the network. So you have Venice to Padova, that is 20, 25 kilometers, and you have one stop. And then you go to Bologna. Bologna-Florence is 90 kilometers. So it's it depending of the country. My experience see that it depending of the country. Then you have definition that has to be done, of course, by UIC especially, that is typically who could make this kind of definition.